are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. The sky is falling. Everything is coming apart. It's doomsday in San Antonio for your San Antonio Spurs. Obviously, I'm just kidding around here, being exaggerating here. But yeah, in case you're living under a rock, the big news this offseason is that the Spurs are looking to add more home away games. Yeah, they want to play home games, but in different locations for the next couple of years. We're going to be telling you about what the Bexar County, that is for those outside of San Antonio, that's the name of the county of San Antonio, had to say about the Spurs' request. Is this a situation where there's smoke, there's fire? Do the Spurs want to relocate? Is this much to do about nothing? Are you worried that Austin is involved? Mexico City? The list goes on and on. That's all we're going to be talking about today is the latest news. It's going to bring in our guest. It's going to help me tackle this big, big, big topic. He is Sweep the League's very own Rudy Campos. Rudy, the sky's falling, man, in San Antonio.
It is. The sky is falling. Spurs Twitter went crazy. The entire city is going bonkers over the Spurs just relocating for a couple of games.
Yeah. At the end of the day, well, let's go ahead and dive into it. So let's try to sum it up as best I can. Rudy, help me out if I miss anything. Okay. So initially, what's going on, everybody, is this. The Spurs do not own the AT&T Center. They manage it. Who owns it is Bexar County. That's the name of the county in San Antonio. Again, for those who do not reside in San Antonio. So if any changes the Spurs want to do, they got to ask the county for permission. In this situation, the Spurs went to the county and asked the commissioner's court, basically just a panel of people, that you got to ask for permission to amend the contract. And the Spurs want to amend the contract to have four games away from the AT&T Center to play in different locations. In this case, the Alamo Dome, a couple of games in Austin, game in Mexico City, Monterey, and the Spurs got to ask permission for that. Their reasoning is they want to expand the fan base. They want to expand the brand, bring in new people, bring in new fans, help keep the Spurs financially stable and thriving in San Antonio. And they figure this is the best way to do it. Things were revealed during the commissioner's court. We'll play that audio for you in just a few minutes. But Rudy, is that kind of the gist of it? Am I missing anything?
That's pretty much the gist of it. You know, the Spurs really, you know, what it sounds like is they want to expand their fan base and, you know, playing in certain locations as we've seen them done before. We've seen them play in Mexico before. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that, you know, the biggest takeaway is just moving 35 North a little bit. But yeah, you covered pretty much the gist of everything right there.
All right, so let's go and play the audio. Forgive me, everybody. For those of you who know, Rudy definitely knows that when it comes to me and tech, we don't mix well. And I can press the button to play the audio right now, and this whole podcast will just blow up in flames. So here we go. Let's go and play the audio. This is what the Bexar County Commissioners had to tell the Spurs attorney about their request. Ultimately, because it's kind of hard to understand a little bit, they just kind of met in the middle. The county granted the Spurs a one-year pilot program to try this out. In other words, they didn't say yes to the 2 years. They said yes to just for 1 year. But they have to. They will reconvene in about 2 weeks to dive into it again and kind of address that second year that the Spurs want. All right, let's just try this, everybody. I'm sorry if I mess it up, but here we go. Let's see what happens here.
Restricted it to 1 year. Makes a lot of sense. And I want to completely make it clear, under the contract, they have every right to go play wherever they want to play right now for two games, and they can be playing them in Austin if they want to play them there. So this would add to that an international game and a game in the Dome. So we're adding two provisos to that. We're not giving them any more authority than what they had before. We're just going to clarify the language when we bring it back to court. At the same time, when we get that language clarified and we get the things we want to see it ahead of time. We don't want to walk in here one day like we have today and say, vote for this thing. I would have never voted for it under those circumstances, but I think given time for us to make sure we're not screwing up the existing contract we've got, time for the citizens to say what they want to say, time for the fans to talk to the Spurs if they want to do that. And I think by the motion that's being made by Commissioner Rodriguez, it gives us that time. So I'm comfortable.
Bobby,
let me finish and then I'll recognize you. So I'm comfortable with the motion that is being made by Commissioner Rodriguez, and that gives us two times to sort of. And I don't know that I mentioned it, but let's be sure CAB is here and that they get briefed on this just as we are. They're a signature to the party, and they need to be their party to it also. Commissioner?
If you can play an international game and just constitute it as a visiting game under our contract, correct?
Yes, that is okay. Correct.
All right, thank
you. If we're not the home team. That's the distinction in this discussion.
Understood. So what are the home team versus visiting benefits? Is there a financial benefit?
When you're the home team, Commissioner, you have the ability, you're financially responsible for the expenses, and then you also have financial benefit to the revenue side.
Understood.
When you're the visiting team,
you don't have
any of those
benefits.
Yes,
thank
sir. You just show up and hopefully win
again.
Okay,
thank you for the clarity.
Okay, we got a motion and a second by Commissioner Rodriguez. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All right. Those opposed?
No.
Passes on a 3-2 vote. That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. It shows you that there's a divided opinion in this community as to the intention of the Spurs, that there's a lot of concern about just what the heck you're doing. There are some of us, like myself, and I believe Commissioner Rodriguez and Commissioner Clay Flores, that believe it when Peter Holt says they're staying here. It'd be nice to get a statement from him. I don't even see Buford here today.
Yeah, Commissioner Judge, just
so
you know.
So when you come back, we want to hear exactly what they're going to say and what they're saying. And if it's our agreements with them, not with you, but with the owners of this thing, they ought to be here.
I appreciate that, Judge.
And there you have it. Rudy, your initial takeaway, your thoughts on what was said in the commissioner's court.
Wow, man. I mean, you could hear the frustration and the anger on County Commissioner Nelson Wolf's voice. It really is a concerning thing because they kind of feel the way a lot of fans, Spurs fans feel, and that's the possibility of relocation is probably there. Now, it's not necessarily saying they're going to, but this just coming out of the blue is a concern for the commissioner's court. The biggest part, and I did mention this yesterday in a tweet, is he did say, you know, well, Buford's not here as well, or Holt has issued a statement. That to me was the mind scratching part of the whole thing. Was you were represented by what, the Spurs attorney,
right?
There was no, you know, high ranking officer, CEO, or anybody there to discuss this. It was just kind of like, we're gonna do this and we're gonna do it no matter what, basically. So to me, I don't know if that's disrespect or if that's concerning, but for me, it's more of a mind-scratching thing because I'm kind of siding on with Nelson Wolf on that. Like, why wasn't there any representation here? You're asking for this, but we want to know reasoning behind right. it, yet nobody wants to come out and say anything.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely a highlight there. My impression is, and again, this is just my opinion, I think the Spurs thought this was going to get it rubber-stamped. Yeah, they walk in and, they just say what they want and the county would approve it. But I'm glad County Commissioner Wolf said, you know what, come back with a defined plan. I mean, here's, you know, they didn't even have a plan for them. That was so weird. And now, to be fair, one of the, the commissioner's panelist, Justin Rodriguez, Precinct 2 in San Antonio, did say on a San Antonio Sports Star that the reason why Buford wasn't there was because he was in he's in Australia right now with his son Chase, who serves as the head coach for the Sydney Kings. Apparently, they're in the finals of the Australian Basketball League. Okay, fine. But at least have Holt there. You know, at least Holt, you know, the son, the one who took over, I mean, should be there. Other thing that really, really caught my attention, I want to get your thoughts on this, Rudy, is this. So the current existing contract the Spurs have with the county allows them to play two games anywhere they want. No questions asked. They want to play in Austin, they want to play in Dallas, they want to play in Detroit, Michigan. They can do that during the regular season. And they never exercised that option. If you wanted to expand your fan base and brand, as the Spurs are saying that they're trying to do with this ask, why haven't they done that? Why haven't they utilized that and played two games in Austin, Rudy?
They haven't had to, Jeff. I mean, since 2005, I believe, doing the research, they've averaged 18,000 plus fans at the AT&T Center or any home game just in general. There was one season, I believe it was 2004 or 5, where they averaged just under 18,000. It was 17,900. Look at this year's average, and I've got the numbers for you. They averaged 15,014 fans per home game. That is way below the average of 18,000, and it's kind of scary because when the Spurs were on the road, they were drawing an average crowd of 16,939. So they were more popular on the road technically than they were in their own at their own AT&T Center. Mm-hmm. So to me, that is a thing where, okay, if you're looking at it, our fan base is probably a little stale right now. We understand the product isn't good. Also, the concern too is that ticket prices have gone up. I mean, this year the AT&T average ticket price was $75, which is the most it's been in the Spurs, you know, since they've been at the AT&T Center, basically. I mean, before that, I think one year was $79, I believe, is one of 2015, 2016. But, I mean, you're talking about an increase in ticket prices. You're talking about fans who feel they can watch the games at home and pay a whole lot less than going to the AT&T Center. So I was on the – like I said, I'm on the line of it's okay, but it's not okay, because you've got to make – you've got to get ticket sales up somehow. You've got to expand your horizon, especially if you're not drawing crowds in your own town.
Yeah, attendance was down. Now, look, the secondary market does buy up a bunch of the tickets, so technically they are tickets sold. So they could say, you know, the Spurs had a sellout, you know, in certain games. But, yeah, it was noticeable that there weren't a lot of fans in seats this past season. And as you mentioned, Rudy, you know, the Spurs' home attendance was near the bottom of the league. Now with Rudy Campos right here on Lockdown Spurs. He is with Sweep the League, and he's helping me handle this big topic regarding the Spurs ask for 4 regular season home games to be played away. I know it's confusing, but basically they want to take away basically 4 regular season home games of the 41 and play them somewhere else. Yeah, ultimately, the Spurs and the county met in the middle. They said, we'll do it for 1 year. We'll give you 2. So, I'll give you 4, excuse me. So we'll see how that goes there. Make sure to follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. Rudy, I listen. We heard the audio right now. That's what's really stuck out to me. This is all about fan base expansion, pushing the brand, selling merchandise. You know, why not use those 2 games that you are allowed to play freely anywhere prior to this news hitting San Antonio and the NBA? That just boggles my mind. And what also isn't a good look too is, you know, that Holt wasn't there. Now, maybe he has a legit excuse, maybe just like Buford did, but you want to be there. This is a big ask. You're asking basically the city to lose 4 games of potential revenue and to take it elsewhere. Now, let's dive in what the Spurs are saying. So they're saying that it is for the fan base. They're saying they want to expand the brand, get the fan base going. I talked to a Spurs rep when the news hit. I was told that it's exactly this, is that all they're trying to do is just bring in more fans, whether that be, you know, he made it very clear. You know, the Spurs ref told me, he made it very clear that, sure, Austin is a target, but it's also the surrounding cities too, like Comfort, Texas, Gonzales, Texas, Bernie, Texas, Laredo, Texas. So I think the problem here, Rudy, and I know you're going to love to talk about this. I think it's just Austin. There's something about Austin that really puts Spurs fan base on edge.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was just going to mention that. I'd say if they came out and said, hey, we're going to play four home games away, and it's going to be in Mexico, there would be no uproar at all. That's like, oh, you know what? Spurs are one of the greatest international teams. They brought in all these international players. Mm-hmm. Playing in Mexico is no problem at all. Yeah, no worries. But when you mention that one word, that one city, Austin, all hell breaks loose. And I get that because why? You've got two major investors that are located in Austin. And that is where the uproar is. So, yeah, when you mention Austin, that's what drives everybody crazy. And it's only two games. And I get the whole, you know, hey, we got to build this. But you got to kind of look at it like this, too. You get four games that are probably going to be away, home games that are going to be away. How are you going to be able to draw fans if you're going to say, okay, what games are we doing? Are you going to give them Spurs versus Rockets? No. Yeah. If you want to draw more fans, you're going to give them Spurs versus whoever LeBron's on with. You're going to give them Spurs versus, you know, the Bucks. You're going to give them high market games. Even in Mexico, you're probably going to get a very mm-hmm. good game because that is the only way to create interest from new fans.
Yeah, I think that's another hurdle that I think will have to be crossed is which games go to Austin, which games go to Mexico City, which games go to Monterey. Can you imagine if the Spurs announced like, hey, I'm making this up. You know, Luka Doncic and the Mavericks are coming to Austin for back-to-back games. And the Spurs fan base in San Antonio are like, well, what about us? You know, shouldn't we get the big name games? I mean, that's something also they have to think about. But yeah, I really think it's just Austin. We've seen this before, Austin Snake, San Antonio. Remember the MLS debacle? I mean, that was just horrible. The Spurs crossed their T's and dotted their I's. The Spurs, or was the San Antonio, could have had two major sports franchises, you know, an MLS team and, of course, the Spurs. But Austin came in and snaked it away. Still burns a lot of San Antonio fans to this day. Now, here it is. Now, you mentioned Austin ties. The ownership based in Austin. Mm-hmm. The Spurs recently invested in a mobile gaming company, Tribe Gaming, based in Austin. Austin is seen as this destination now. You know, there's a lot of tech companies out there. There's a lot of big money in Austin. The Moody Center opened up brand new. Now, I still don't think it's NBA capacity. I mean, I don't think it's NBA ready because I think it's only about 10,000. That's not enough. Yeah. But still, there's that. It's just something about Austin that really puts the fear in Spurs fans, and I get it. Now, Justin Rodriguez, San Antonio Precinct 2 commissioner, did say that he had assurances from the Spurs that this is not about relocation, that San Antonio is their home. But haven't we seen this before, the Seattle Supersonics? Remember that issue, Rudy?
Yeah, I remember that very, very, very clearly. You know what? You can get all the promises in the world, and they can promise you left and right. But we've seen it not only with the Seattle Supersonics. We've seen it in the NFL with Art Modell, who packed up the Browns overnight and moved them to Baltimore. I mean, not the Browns. Colts.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've seen that. You've seen it over and over again. And it happens in sports. There's promises are made to be broken in the sports world. Let's be real. You get that all the way down from players' contracts to teams being relocated. Mm-hmm. It's a legitimate fear. You saw the Silver Stars go, who the San Antonio community loved, the Silver Stars, and also the Rampage, go to Vegas. And, of course, they were owned by Spurs Sports and Entertainment. So I kind of understand where Councilman is, and I kind of understand where the fan base is you've legitimately thought, okay, we've got two teams, especially the Rampage, who was having some success here in San Antonio, all of a sudden just relocate and really not get a true definite answer as to why. So why would you not be concerned if you hear the Spurs saying, we're going to test the waters outside for fan base reasons only. We're going to stay in San Antonio, but for fan base reason only, we're going to test the water. There's no thing. And this is the biggest issue, Jeff, is if you had Holt come out and you had RC come out, didn't have to be there. A statement means a lot more to the fan base in the city of San Antonio than being ghosted.
Now, there is a, to be fair, RC Buford did put out a statement when the news hit the day before the Spurs attorney went to the commissioner's court. So there's that. But I still think Holt Jr., because the son took over, right? I believe that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he should have been there, or at least zoom in or something, just make an appearance. It was bad for optics. Optically, it didn't look good. And the fact that, as you heard in the clip, Nelson Wolf, the commissioner guy, what did he say? Because we just walked in and it's on our desk.
Yeah.
That was a surprise. Like, again, did the Spurs think this would be rubber stamped? Is very, very interesting. But we're not done talking about this topic. We had a lot more to say about it. What does this mean for relocation? Is that a thing on the table? Should we chill out about the Austin connection? And ultimately, what do we think the Spurs will do? Make a move away from San Antonio or stay in the Alamo City? But hey, look, summer is coming. And with summer, you're going to need some food on the go. That's where Built Bar comes in. Built Bars are the perfect snack to take with you on family vacations. Throw them in your bag, your kid's backpack. Make sure that everyone has a bar so you are fueled for the summer vacation and adventures. The best part about Built Bars, they're healthy and delicious. No more sacrifices, delicious food for health. With Built Bar, you can have both. It's that easy. All you have to do is go to Built.com and order now. All Built Bars and Puffs, basically it's a Built Bar, but a Puff style. Think protein-infused marshmallow. That's what it is. Covered in 100% chocolate. That means with Built Bar, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. Have you tried the Puffs yet? As I mentioned a minute ago, yeah, they're really good. Everybody's going crazy for them. I think you will too. They got flavors like banana cream pie and churro. So yeah, they're just 140 calories. You're going to enjoy it. Sign you up right now. Go to Built.com. Built Bar, make sure that there is something for everyone. You're going to find yourself your favorite flavor by just simply going to Built.com. Now, most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar with 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar. You don't want that. Go to Built.com. Get all your favorites right now. Banana cream pie, raspberry, double chocolate, and so many more. They are delicious, and new flavors are coming out all the time. Check them out at Built.com. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. We're back with Rudy Campos. He is with Sweep the League. Follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. And we're diving into it. The Spurs request to play 4 home games away from the AT&T Center. Again, just to recap, the Spurs and Bexar County agreed to, at least temporarily, tentatively, a 1-year pilot program where the Spurs are allowed to play 4 home games away from the AT&T Center next year. They'll reconvene in a couple of weeks to discuss it all over again. The Spurs want 2 years. County wanted 1. Rudy, let's go to dive into this whole Austin thing again. Now, to be fair to the Spurs, they've been linked, at least they've been trying to court the Austin fan base for years. This is not new. This is not just springing up now and, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. You go back years before the pandemic, the Spurs offered Austin Spurs fans in Austin helicopter rides to come to San Antonio, bringing them away from Austin to San Antonio to take in games. Yep. They've established ride shares from Austin to San Antonio to bring in fans to San Antonio to watch the games at the AT&T Center. The Austin Spurs, now the G League team, first of all, the Spurs based it in Austin years ago, back when it was even called the Austin Toros, and they actually host a game in the AT&T Center once a year for fans to enjoy. Gets even more so. They've had preseason games in the past in Austin. This is nothing new. So if if the Spurs are trying to pump the fan base for the Austin Spurs by having a game in San Antonio, they're trying to do the flip, having a Spurs San Antonio Spurs game in Austin to raise up the fan base. Rudy, your thoughts on the fact that the Spurs courting the Austin, Spurs in Austin, Texas is nothing new.
It really isn't new. I mean, like you mentioned, Austin, the G League team, Austin Spurs slash Austin Toros, they've played in the AT&T Center before. They're going to do it at least probably once every single season. They're going to be playing here. So that's not a big deal at all. And, you know, my frustration from earlier isn't so much like I'm concerned or anything. I'm tiptoeing on the line. I'm back and forth. I see everything like that. But the concern is really, it's really not there, man. I mean, you're talking about the Moody Center, like you mentioned, 10,000 fans at most. It's not NBA ready. The NBA is just going to laugh at something like that and say, hey, we're going to relocate the Spurs to a 10,000 player arena. No, they're not going to do that at all. What it is yes, it's attracting more fan base. And what I ultimately feel is that the Spurs arena talks are going to come up here pretty soon. So building that new arena at the halfway point of Austin and San Antonio is probably more ideal because there is a lot of land between there. So why not expose the San Antonio Spurs to the Austin market to draw the interest? And basically you have a Austin San Antonio team, and it's not, I mean, let's say you build it like in Shirts or, you know, somewhere in New Braunfels area, somewhere right there. That's perfect for both cities. It's not it's not far for anybody. It gets them out of the east side of San Antonio, which is really a ridiculous place for that arena to be to begin with. So I think it's actually a good idea to expose it. I think what we really need to see is the organization kind of just come out and put the fire out when it comes to people getting all in an uproar over the talk of Austin games being played.
Yeah, now look, I'm not hating the Spurs for wanting to bring in more money, expand the fan base, get the Spurs name out there. I get that. They are a business. More power to you. Do that. But again, I think everything circles back to the fact that we're seeing low attendance numbers. We're hearing the name Austin. We've seen the Spurs, at least SSNE, Spurs Sports Entertainment, you know, sell off properties of the Rampage you mentioned and the Aces. Well, we used to be the Stars. You know, to Las Vegas, you know, those are like little things that, you know, hey, there's some smoke here. There's some smoke here. There's some smoke here. Oh, look, the ownership is now based in Austin. There's some smoke. And you know, it gets worse and worse and worse. And and the Spurs, you know, even during their championship days, Rudy can tell you this, they were still running in the red. They were never really in the black.
Yeah.
They're a small market, and I know everybody's gonna be like, oh, small market. Spurs, you know, have the seventh largest population in the United States, but it's considered a small market. It doesn't attract big name free agents, less LaMarcus Aldridge. So I can get, you can understand why the Spurs fan base are concerned, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely you can. I mean, it's a concerning time. Like we mentioned, you've lost two franchises already that were owned by Spurs Sports and Entertainment. You were basically, you know, kicked to the side when it came to MLS. I mean, the aura around San Antonio isn't great when it comes to sports franchises. We've seen the Commanders, who were the best team in, you know, the league itself, and they had the highest attendance. That whole league just kind of folded. So sports franchises outside of San Antonio, and let's say the Missions as well, because the Missions have been here forever, have not succeeded here. So you have to think outside the box and figure, how can we get these numbers up? I mean, 15,000, I think you were the third or fourth lowest attendance team in the league last season. That cannot happen. You cannot have a franchise where you don't get support from the fan base. That is the number one reason for owners to say, clean out the locker rooms, pack it up, and let's go.
Yeah, so Spurs fans, I get your concern. But this is a situation that I think needs to be monitored because, you know, I highly recommend everybody to watch the documentary about the Sonics leaving Seattle. I think it's called Sonic Boom. I mean, it is just... It's heartbreaking for those fans in Seattle. And you hear, you know, the new management come in, the new ownership for the Seattle Sonics, you know, tell the city, oh, we're not going anywhere. You know, we're dedicated to Seattle. And then what happens? They leave in time. Hopefully that's nothing happening here. The Spurs have reiterated that they're here for the long haul. It was revealed that the Spurs deal with the city as far as the AT&T Center lasts till 2032. Mm-hmm. So as, again, Commissioner Rodriguez said to San Antonio Sports Star, saying they're here at least till 2032. Next season, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary in San Antonio. He said he hopes they'll stay for another 50 more years. And then also, too, you know, let's go and dive into relocation now, whether we think that's going to happen or not. Again, a lot of stuff was revealed during the commissioner's court that the Spurs have to pay heavy penalties if they were to leave and leave San Antonio. Now, let's just use Austin for an example. I'm pretty sure those Austin tech companies would be like, oh, how much is your bill, Spurs? All right, we got you. You know, I think they would eat that if something happens. And then you add the fact that Elon Musk is opening up like a facility, like I think some sort of tech company in Austin. You know, you can't tell me he might dive into that. There's just, it's a viable threat. And I get it, Spurs fans. I understand. Now, relocation. It'll be expensive for the Spurs. It'll be a bad look on the ownership. But again, what do they care? It's all about the bottom line. You know, I'm throwing these things out, Rudy, to see where you stand on relocation here. There's that big sports complex called The Rock at La Cantera. Basically, for those who don't live in San Antonio, it's just a big mega sports complex that the Spurs and the city are doing together. It's under construction right now. It's going to be where the Spurs are going to do their workouts now, their training camp, you know, high-tech stuff going on. So the Spurs point to that. And, of course, you know, the Spurs attorney, again, reiterated that, hey, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're here. This is not about relocation. Buy or sell, Rudy, that this team will relocate.
I'm going to sell the idea that they're going to relocate, because San Antonio is known for two things. And that's, you know, outside of, you know, Fiesta and all that stuff, they're majority are known as military base USA, and they're known for the San Antonio Spurs. And I don't see an organization like the San Antonio Spurs as much involved in the community as they are, as much as they love being here in the city of San Antonio. I don't see them relocating at all anywhere, even if it's to Austin. I don't see it. I think if there's a relocation coming up, like I said, in 2032, when the new arena is going to have to be talked about way before then, I really feel that they're probably going to build a new arena, because remember, nobody's using Retama Park right now. So that's kind of up in the air. That could easily be a great location for a San Antonio Spurs arena that can draw the ideals of Cibolo shirts, Austin, you know, Buda, everything like that. You can attract so much more fans in that area. So I don't think they're going to relocate at all. I think the idea of a new arena more centrally located, or located in a better spot between Austin and San Antonio, it's starting to take shape. This is the way you start that. You provide games to another market saying, hey, this is our product. This is what we do. And I guarantee you the Spurs players are going to be out there interacting with fans a lot like they do here. So it's going to help build the team and the market in a very positive way. And I think just everybody pump the brakes and see what happens. I mean, they're not going anywhere for at least 10 years. And if they do, I mean, the penalties are high, and yeah, businesses will pay that penalty. But I don't see this franchise like that. They're not like that at all. They've never been, you know, shady in any other sense. I mean, outside of Kawhi, but I mean, that's a whole different story.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm selling the idea. I don't think the Spurs team will be moving anytime soon. I think it'll be a very long time, even if that's even entertained. And the Spurs have been in the city forever. It's just their ABA days. I get it. It is a business. Ultimately, as even Commissioner Rodriguez said to San Antonio Sports Star, that contracts are made to be broken. So that could happen. But right for now, I don't see this team moving anywhere. I think it is just, I'm like 98% sure that ain't going to happen. They invested a lot in the community. They're established. They're part of the fiber of the city. I think they're not leaving San Antonio soon. Now, you know, this may sound like doom and gloom. Spurs fans are probably biting their fingernails, nervous. But, you know, hey, at least one thing that I think that's coming out of this that's going to be fun is the game played in the Alamo Dome next season. That possibility is going to be so much fun, Rudy. Again, I spoke to a Spurs rep about it. He told me that, hey, this could be like a reunion game. I mean, can you imagine on the sideline seeing Jaren Jackson, Sean Elliott, who else? Avery Johnson back in the Alamo Dome where they won. Well, not, they didn't win the first title in the Alamo Dome, but it was, you know, the Alamo Dome was 1999, you know, it was where they were playing. The blue curtain back, the $5 seats, they used to be way up there. Maybe they'll launch the water cannon again and douse everybody. David Robinson in the sidelines. I think that is going to be very, very fun for the fan base next season.
Oh God, man. I'm going to go out on a limb and say when the Alamo Dome game is announced, we'll probably end up seeing 30 plus thousand in there.
Oh, I think everybody,
everybody's going to go. I think the Spurs probably should go straight up retro on that game. You know, get out the Fiesta Court, everything. And I'm talking about the old school Fiesta Court, not the one we see now when they play. But that game's going to be awesome. You're going to see a lot of memories in there. And it could be a game where they may say, you know what, let's do more than one game a year at the Alamo Dome. It's beneficial. Mm-hmm. The Dome only gets used for Final Fours and big, you know, certain events like that. It's a ghost town majority of the year. And I don't see why they shouldn't use that. That's a perfect thing to do. Go back to the old days. Bring out the curtain. Drop those banners right above the curtain. I even said, let's launch the water cannon for one last time. You know, let it spray everybody down like it did at the home opener that one year. I'm going to say, like I said, man, it's going to be probably the biggest game of the year here in San Antonio and would probably sell out 30 plus thousand in the Alamo Dome. The crowd, I can already hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it too. They're going to play Y'all Ready for This. That used to be the intro song for the Spurs. I got to be honest with you, Rudy. I, during that run, I was like tired of that song. I was like, oh my God, this song again. But
now you miss it.
Now I miss it. Yeah, I miss it now. You know, the Spurs are bringing, you know, obviously they brought back the Fiesta colors. So that'll be good to see that really take off at the Alamo Dome. Because a little history here, the Fiesta colors kind of started towards the end of the run in the Hemisphere Arena. That's where they really got their start. I think it was the last 2 years, but they really took off as far as the jerseys and the warmups at the Alamo Dome. The Spurs in the Hemisphere Arena, really, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think they had the warmups with the Fiesta jerseys. I mean, the Fiesta colors on them.
Yeah, they had the ones with the
stripes. They already had the ones at the Hemisphere. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was really, you know, taken to a whole other level once they moved to the Alamo Dome. And that thing used to be decked out. I mean, you cannot escape the Fiesta colors at the Alamo Dome. The Spurs also ditched for that run in the Alamo Dome. Kids, young kids in San Antonio Spurs fans here. The traditional retired jerseys, they had retired portraits. Remember that, Rudy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had those. And that, like I said, I hope they bring back all that stuff, man. I mean, they have to for that one night, just go all out. That'd be amazing. That's going to be an amazing sight.
Yeah, the fan base is really loving it. Go back to the AT&T, to the Alamo Dome, because that's where a lot of these younger kids that grew up with the Spurs saw their first time of the Spurs game. It was likely in the Alamo Dome. Rudy and I go way back before that, back when the Hemisphere Arena just had one level. They didn't have two floors. They had one level.
I used to remember walking up the ramp at Hemisphere.
Yeah, I remember the ramps.
No stairs. Yeah, no stairs.
You had to go up ramps. And most of the people would come in through Commerce Street. Remember that?
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And remember the fan shop used to be on the corner of the Commerce, right across the street from the hotel?
Next to Landry's.
Next to Landry's, or right next to the Hemisphere Arena. Also, everybody, the Hemisphere Arena was so tiny that when you stood up for the national anthem, you could see the person across the bowl as if they're like right in front of you. I mean, they were like so close. They had the obstructed view seats,
the pillars.
The pillars. Yeah. By the way, yes, everybody, the baseline bums used to be on the baseline at the Hemisphere Arena, not in the middle bowl, which you see right now at the AT&T Center. And they used to, I remember they used to allow smoking in the Hemisphere Arena. I remember that. I remember the smoky games. You're like, oh God, make it stop. But remember how they used to just give away tickets to the Hemisphere Arena? I mean, you could just get them for like cheap.
I remember I was watching games with Hakeem Olajuwon. Back then it was Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yep.
And, you know, my dad and I would go to those games watching Hakeem, watching Bird, watching Magic in them, and literally not paying a whole lot of money and just enjoying the game.
I remember I went to the game where the Pistons came into town and John Sally and Frank Burkowski got in a brawl. I was at that game. Yeah, I remember Burkowski was choking out Sally and his all hell broke loose at the Hemisphere Arena. But yeah, but look, circling back to the main topic here about the Spurs requesting 4 home games away from San Antonio. It's not a done deal yet. They still got to mull it over, the Spurs in the county, in about 2 weeks. We'll definitely be keeping you abreast of what's going on in that department. But we gave our thoughts. What about you? Where do you stand on this? Are you thinking this is a little smoke and there's some fire here? Relocation, by the way, Rudy, that was mentioned during the commissioner's court. Whether it was Wolf or somebody did bring it up, like, hey, we have concerns, you know, like, is this nation testing, you know, are you trying to test the waters? And even Commissioner Rodriguez said that too, that he, that, hey, yeah, that it makes him concerned. He goes, absolutely, it makes me concerned. So if they're aware of it, the fan base is aware of it, Rudy's aware of it, I'm aware of it. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something to think about. And I love how Wolf said, like, when he said, like, after the vote came in 3-2, he was like, that's not good. That's not good. That shows you there's a divided opinion on, he goes, on what the heck you guys are doing. Yeah. You know, so yeah, if Wolf sees it, and he's a strong Spurs, you know, fan, you know, he's all about San Antonio and the Spurs. So keep your eye on that. Rudy, any final thoughts on this big topic right here on Locked On Spurs?
You know, I just got to say that I see both sides of it, and I get both sides of it. I get the concern, and I get the excitement of some fans to say, hey, this is a good thing for the Spurs. I say just let it play out. Our local government is aware of what's going on. They are aware that, hey, it is a concerning thing, but don't read too much into it right now. I mean, I'd say just let it be, let it fall where it goes. And the biggest thing is continue to support the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, it is not just them. If you want a franchise to remain in your city, they got to have the support no matter what. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to get out there and support them each and every time that you can. So I say just be patient, just stay calm and cool. We've got a huge offseason coming for the San Antonio Spurs. Concentrate on that. Games don't happen until next year anyway.
Yeah, until 2 weeks from now where it sparks up again when the Spurs go back to court and try to do it again. By the way, Rudy, I'm my apologies right now. How could I forget this? Rudy, may the 4th be with you.
I was going to say it. May the 4th be with you and everybody out there.
By the way, did you see the Kenobi trailer, the new one?
I did, and as soon as we get off, I'm going to watch it for like the 10th time. I want to see it again.
Why did Owen have to call out Obi-Wan like that, man? That was a low blow, man.
It was, man. But you know what? We're getting the savage side of Owen right now.
So again, everybody, may the 4th be with you too. But we want to hear what you have to say about the Spurs' big news about them requesting 4 games away from the AT&T Center starting next season. Again, smoke, there's fire. That's what you're thinking, or you think it's all much to do about nothing? And go Spurs, go! Get that fan base going. You can let Rudy know on Twitter at Sweep the League. Let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Thank you for subscribing to Locked On Spurs, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Before I go on, Rudy, tell us what's going on with Sweep the League.
Yeah, man, NFL draft just completed. Tons of great grades. We're going to try to get our grades out for each and every team. You Dallas Cowboy fans might be surprised. We actually gave them a pretty good grade going into the season. Houston Texans fans, good grade, better grade than what you probably expect. But yeah, we're doing NFL grades right now for Sweep the League.
Again, follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs, wherever you get your favorite podcast. We're now on YouTube. We thank you for pumping up those numbers, checking it out every day. We appreciate it. And you can find us, as always, on iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, Spotify. I mean, pick a platform. We are there. So for Rudy the Sith Lord Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock this episode of Locked On Spurs.